Tens of thousands of Palestinians from all over the West Bank headed to Qalandia military checkpoint, located between Jerusalem al-Quds and Ramallah, in order to reach the Holy City and pray in Al-Aqsa Mosque during the last Friday of Ramadan and International Al-Quds Day.
This is the Al-Quds International Day, and this is the day when the Israeli tried to occupy the Al-Aqsa Mosque at 1969. And this is the last Friday in Ramadan. We came here to knock on the doors of Jerusalem.
Occupation forces allowed older Palestinians to cross the military checkpoint, but the majority of the Palestinians that were hoping to pray in Jerusalem Al-Quds were denied entry, but kept attempting to pass through the checkpoint anyways.
We've tried more than five times to enter the border, but we were sent back at the five times. Their alibi was that we have to be above 45 and we have to have special permits, which they don't give actually for Palestinians.
The Palestinians and their international supporters then protested the occupation's refusal to allow them to cross the military checkpoint and enter Jerusalem Al-Quds and hope to march to the Holy City.
They're gonna just march peacefully to their rights. That's what we're doing. That's what people do. We can't just sit down and wait for politicians and beg the politicians to give us our rights, because they won't and they never did.
The demonstration was suppressed when Israeli forces fired tear gas canisters and rubber-plated bullets at the protesters and all around the area of the protest, which led to the suffocation of hundreds of Palestinians, international solidarity activists, and members of the media. Palestinian youth retaliated by throwing stones at the Israeli forces.
And we found the occupation everywhere, and we're feeling very, very bad about this. What we're doing, we as a people, we don't have any weapons, we don't have anything. Only we as a people, as a human being, we want to go to our mosque to pray there.
The gas canisters fired by the Israeli forces also injured residents of Qalandia refugee camp, where the military checkpoint is located. Among the injured was a pregnant Palestinian woman.
As you can see behind me, thousands of Palestinians are protesting on Qalandia checkpoint in order to enter Jerusalem and pray in Al-Aqsa Mosque. This is one of the activities for International Quds Day, and the Palestinians are persistent to pray in Al-Aqsa Mosque. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Qalandia checkpoint, occupied Palestine.